Good afternoon, Vince. It's great to have you on the sideline view for the first time.
Thanks very much, Damien.
My pleasure, mate. Honoured to talk to you. It's what can you tell the average guy like myself, the average sport fan, about powerlifting?
Oh God, powerlifting! Like powerlifting's a three lift sport. We do a squat, a bench press, and a deadlift.
Yep.
They tally those totals up, and it goes to your winning score at the end of the day.
Now, Vince, how long have you been doing that?
Coming into 44 years now.
Coming into 44 years.
Yeah.
It's an individual sport, isn't it? That's one of the great beauties about it.
Yeah, very individual. Like, it's, you know, I suppose it's not for everyone. Like, I played all the kids' sports growing up in my teens,
yep.
You know, cricket and football and stuff like that, and I enjoyed them. I enjoyed doing that. And then got into the weights at about 17 with a friend of mine.
Yeah.
You know, then into the gym, and I just got the bug very quickly. Within 12 months, I just enjoyed it because it was the more you put into it, the more you got out of it, basically.
Gee, that's quick to get the bug, isn't it? Now, well,
yeah,
you've gone into it as far as a livelihood, everything goes. You've got a business now, you know. Mildura Strength and Performance.
I own Mildura Strength and Performance at 51 Ninth Street.
Yeah.
You know, we do all general gym stuff and a little bit of fitness work, quite a bit of fitness work. We work with groups mainly and individuals, and anyone can come. The gym's, you know, open to the public.
Yeah. Now, Vince, at 16, 17, when you decided to, when you found weights, did you ever dream that you'd end up owning a business revolving around it?
No, not at all. It was just something. It was a bit of a hobby. And look, Damien, I suppose it's been a bit of a hobby most of my life, and you know, until I got to a stage where I thought, bugger it, you know, I just want to bite the bullet. And it started off part time in a shed, and it grew from there.
It certainly has grown from there. You're one of the more well known ones anywhere in the district, Vince. It's something to be very proud of.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, I suppose it's consistency. You know, I've done it for so long, for so many years.
Yeah, mate, you've competed on national stages recently. You've won a national title. It's something that makes the media here in Mildura, but I believe doesn't get enough exposure. What can you tell me about that event a few months ago?
Well, it was about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
We competed in the state titles in South Australia.
In SA, yep.
SA. And for me, it was more of a qualifying competition. Like, I didn't really go to set the world on fire. I just sort of just had to put up a total, basically,
yep,
for the national titles, which I did. I put up the total I needed to put up to qualify me for the nationals in August. But you know, I've got a few lifters from here that went away, and they had the total, and they competed against a lot of other people. One in particular, Franca Bolzomi.
Yep,
she has competed now for a few years, and she's getting up there in the powerlifting world at the moment. She did all personal best. She squatted 150 kilos.
Jeez.
She bench pressed 85 kilos.
Yep.
And deadlifted 160 kilos, which is, you know, quite a feat. She nearly totaled 400 kilos.
That's a big effort.
Yeah, huge effort. I had another guy that went there, didn't quite qualify, but they've got one more chance at the end of May. There'll be a couple of others couldn't go because of work and got sick and stuff like that, so they couldn't make it. But they'll get another chance on the 28th of May to go back and qualify. So we could have like five or six guys competing at the Nationals from here, which will be good.
That's a great effort. For an event like that you went over there to 3 weeks ago, how much training and prep goes into a weekend like that, Vince?
Oh, look, for myself, it's continuous.
Yeah.
You know, but at different stages in the year, I train differently, obviously. But the run into it's probably about 12 weeks where you sort of knuckle down and you specifically do the powerlifting moves.
Yep.
Run right into the comp. You hear a lot of athletes talk about peaking for a competition.
Yeah.
That's basically what we have to do. We have to, you know.
So time to the last minute.
Yeah, basically get our body accustomed to lifting heavier weights and heavy singles, because it's not easy to get under a bar that's, you know, like over, you know, 240 kilos or 250 kilos or more.
Yeah, absolutely.
And having to squat down and push it back up, all in controlled, and squatting down to a certain depth and holding the weight there till the referee tells you to stop. I want to put it back. Same with the bench press, same with the deadlift. You know, so it's a lot of stress on your body. So it's actually, you know, preparing your body for that sort of stress.
You got to do a solid 3 months lead in.
Yeah.
Good thing about the sport too, though, Vince. Either female or male can compete in it, can't they?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter of age. You know, like
really?
You can compete. We've got, I think they start at about 14 years old, and there's divisions in the 80s.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously you just lift your capabilities.
Yeah.
You're lifting for yourself, but, you know, like the weights I'm lifting now are nowhere near the weights that I was lifting in my 20s, but it's still, you know, I lift to my capabilities, basically.
Isn't that fantastic, Vince? A lot of sports, you've got to give it away at a certain age. Father time catches up with you, but...
Yeah,
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, no, it's great. You know, we've had guys here, not here in the gym, but I've known guys here in Mildura that have taken the sport up. One particular guy, the late Bob Hollick.
Yep.
He took the sport up in his late 70s.
Took it up.
You know, and lifted right up until I think about 80 or 82.
That's an amazing story, isn't it?
Yeah,
so there's that's actually made my afternoon, Vince, to know that there's a sport out there that, you know, everyone gets old, Father Time catches up. We're only talking off air about our ages, and it all goes too fast, mate, doesn't it, really?
Oh, yes, it certainly does, and especially after you get to, you know, you're 30 and 40, it's just like the last 30 years have just gone so quick.
2 seconds, Vince.
Two seconds. I've got, even here, I run classes for seniors, and I've got good groups, you know, like, ladies in their 70s, and they do a little bit of circuit work, they train with the machines a little bit, and they love it. And it's, you can see, I noticed the improvement in them in the last couple of years, and it's just, all we do with them basically is so they're able to pick up the groceries and still cart them in the car and squat down and get up and just the basic things.
Yeah, that really has made my afternoon. What is the next? Where's the next major event that you head to?
Now we're training up for August.
Yep.
So we'll start slowly and ramp things up. You know, probably 3 months out. But at the moment, we're just working on weaknesses. Do a little bit of bodybuilding moves. Bit of fitness stuff we do. Just general body maintenance type training.
Yep.
And then as we get closer, we'll just ramp it up and do more specific work.
That's obviously the Nationals in August?
Yeah, the Nationals will be August 20th in Adelaide.
In Adelaide?
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah, it's close.
It's been great to have you on the program this afternoon. I didn't know much about powerlifting. Now I know a hell of a lot. It's three different disciplines and there's no age group. Females are encouraged to participate. I think it's a great thing. And once again, Vince, Mildura people, they seem to bat above their weight division, don't they? In a lot of areas in sport and St. Roger.
Oh, yeah, they're fantastic. And it's, a lot of times it goes a bit unnoticed.
It does.
But, yeah, like right across the board, you know, sporting people in Mildura have been good for a long time.
Yeah, when this program, The Sideline View, came about 12 months ago, they approached me to compare it, and I said I'd love to, on one condition, that we just concentrate on local St. Roger sport and not just football and cricket. And I've had everyone on from the Badminton Association, and now I'm talking to you, and I think all the sports deserve a fair bit of recognition in this area.
Oh, that's fantastic. No, much appreciated.
No, Vince, it's been great to have you on the program, and no doubt we'll touch base again. I'd actually like to have a talk to you after you complete them Nationals in August, mate. It'd be fantastic to have you back on the show.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.
Vince, you take care. We'll chat again soon.
Okay, thanks.